This interview with Floyd Bennett, Chief Landing Analysis Branch, Manned Spacecraft Center, Floyd Bennett. Floyd, I think one of the most interesting changes you've made in assisting the pilots of Apollo 14 to an accurate touchdown is in your computer programming for this final descent. You have in front of you a very complicated chart I'd like to talk to you about, and let's see if we can communicate to our listeners how your automatic programming to descend to the moon has changed and maybe improved. Okay. Now, what did you do on Apollo 13 to land into Frau Mara that you've changed for Apollo 14?
Okay, as far as this terrain goes, the landing radar has to update the guidance computer with respect to the lunar surface.
Okay. Right. In other words, you're interpreting radar information for the automatic pilot.
Right. Now, if it was a nice, smooth, cue ball moon, we could assume a nice cue ball surface.
Flat.
Flat. And that's what we did on 11 and 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at 13, though, there are some hills and some terrain slopes in the uprange of the landing site.
Mm-hmm.
So then the landing radar would update itself with respect to the tops of those hills as opposed to the elevation of the landing site.
Mm-hmm. We're in more mountainous country now, so it's more important to be aware of terrain features, right?
Right. It's the same country as on 13, however.
Yeah.
But there, we analyzed the errors and accepted them for what they were and trained the crews to expect these errors and the LPD, the landing point designation to the landing site.
Mm-hmm. This, the LPD, which we will be discussing quite a bit, is that point out the commander's window where he expects to touch down.
Right. It's a grid on the window, and he knows where to look for the landing site.
Mm-hmm.
So the undulating terrain, if you will, would cause errors in this readout.
Because the radar is showing up and down motions,
right,
and so forth, and therefore
right,
it would project forward and move right, this landing point designator.
Right. So this time we've had enough time before this flight to change the software to put
the
in...
The software, that's the figures in the computer.
Right. So that we now can use a simplified model of the surface. We can estimate, draw straight lines for hills, if you will, and slopes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put in five of these slopes to estimate these surface features.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, then the computer then interprets these when on a range-to-go basis to the landing site such that we can reduce these errors in the landing radar altitude updating and in the pointing out the window for the LPD.
Mm-hmm. Have you actually gotten any new pictures or new topographical information that earlier flights did not have in order to help you make this computer model?
No, it's the same data that we had for 13, the same photographic data. The crew has a new model of this from our in their LMS simulations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been updated from the Apollo 13 model. But it's all the same photographic data and same reduction data. We just mm-hmm. Are using it a little more intelligently in the computer this time than we were before. Okay, then, to summarize, the computer will estimate these terrain features as we're coming in.
Well, start over. To summarize, the radar. Start with the radar. Feeding the radar information in the computer or something. To summarize, start with radar to computer.
Okay, to summarize then, the radar information in the computer will then...
Recognize. To summarize then, the terrain... All right, just say, I pull all these... To summarize then, the terrain following radar.
Right.
Well, no, go ahead and say it. I'll pull all of your voice together and take me out.
Okay, to summarize then, the guidance computer or the automatic pilot has a more intelligent interpretation of the terrain following radar's altitude measurements because it can, in a simplified manner, estimate elevations of these hills and terrain features as you approach into the landing site. This then gives the crew a more accurate readout and enabling them to make a pinpoint landing.
Thank you very much, Floyd Bennett, Chief of the Landing Analysis Branch at the Manned Spacecraft Center.